The Celestial Tarot, The Fool's Journey, Chapter 9, The Judgment, Predestination. In the distance there is the toll of a bell, low and resonant, echoing through the air. In the quiet forest, the observer walks, weighed down by the heaviness in their heart. With every step, doubt gnaws at their soul, a familiar sensation that has accompanied them through the journey. The bell tolls again, not for death, but for judgment, self-judgment. And as it sounds, the observer feels the sting of their own harshest critic, which is themselves. There is the soft crunch of gravel underfoot, the echo of the bell fading in the distance. The observer stands alone, perhaps by design, though only moments ago he was not. His companions, the High Priestess Inanna, the Magician Gilgamesh, the Hermit Hecate, and the Star have stepped away, each drawn by their own tasks, their own reflections. They promised, however, to stand by him when the time comes, but this moment, this reckoning, is his alone. The bell sounds again, this time in the distance, and the observer, whispering, pain, says, "How could I have done better? Could I have been stronger, wiser? Every misstep, every hesitation, have I doomed us all?" It's a familiar ritual, this self-condemnation. Indeed, the human heart can be its own worst enemy, finding flaws where none exist, amplifying every mistake. The observer feels the weight of their choices, both made and unmade, pressing down on their soul. The bell tolls again, louder now, as if echoing the observer's thoughts. And then, from the shadows of the forest, a familiar sound arises, the shuffle of cards. The observer halts, the weight of their self-condemnation still heavy in their chest, but the deck is stirring, responding to their own inner turmoil. And inexplicably, the observer can sense a single card sliding free from the deck, glowing with a radiant light. It is the Judgment card. It hovers in the mind's eye of the observer, pulsing with energy, an answer to the condemnation they've placed upon themselves. The deck has spoken. And amidst the morning light, the observer carefully looks around and then says in awe softly, "Judgment." The card hovers not only in his mind, but actually in the air. Its light growing brighter, as if waiting for the observer to understand its message. The Judgment card gleams with a radiant light, its surface etched with symbols of transformation, of reckoning. At the center stands an angel, arms outstretched, a trumpet raised to their lips, and it signals the call to rise. Below, figures emerge from the earth, awakened from their slumber, ready to face their past and embrace their future. A faint trumpet sound echoes as the angel on the card begins to glow brighter. Judgment is not merely the end, as some would think, nor is it only punishment. It is a moment of reflection, of reckoning, of all those who came before. The observer feels its weight. This is not condemnation from an external force. It is the mirror held up to the soul which asks for the truth. The observer whispers to themselves, "To face myself is to face what I've done." The card pulses with energy, as if acknowledging the observer's realization. There is a gust of wind and the card begins to shift, its image growing larger and more tangible. Before the observer, judgment emerges. It is a towering figure draped in robes of white and gold, their face both ancient, young, male and female, and it flickers with an otherworldly glow. Judgment's wings, shimmering and ethereal, stretch out behind them. In one hand of judgment, a golden trumpet gleams, while the other hand is open, inviting the observer to face their truth. judgment, calm and powerful, says, "You're called not to run from your choices, but to see them. Every step you have taken, every action has led you here. You stand at the crossroads not of your past, but of your future." The observer feels the weight of the words, the bells chime reverberating in their soul. It is a moment of choice, of accountability, and yet the figure of judgment is not cruel. There is no anger in their gaze, only clarity, an invitation to rise. The observer whispers, hesitant, "Have I done enough? Have I strayed too far?" And judgment replies, "No one is free from mistakes, and you are free to choose what comes next. Judgment is not the end, it is a threshold to transformation. You have the power to become what you are meant to be." The wind stirs about them, carrying with it whispers of past choices, old regrets, and the faint chime of a bell. And then, as if summoned by the bell or the unique nature of this encounter, the observer is joined by his companions, the high priestess, the magician Gilgamesh, Lilith, and Hecate, each of them bearing the weight of their own judgments, but standing resolute in the face of challenge. Together, they have faced the antagonist, and they've walked the fires of doubt. And now they stand ready to face final judgment and to stand by the observer. The faint hum of energy grows, and the judgment card pulses one last time, asking, "Will you rise or will you fall?" The essence of judgment seems to grow brighter in front of all of them, and then it slowly fades away into the morning light, leaving behind only the question, what will each of them choose, especially the observer? As judgment fades away, its presence lingers like a whisper of accountability that cannot be ignored. There is a wind which fills the air as the scene shifts back to the Museum of Lost Wisdom, and the observer and their companions find themselves once again within it. The Museum of Lost Wisdom stands timeless, a place where knowledge from forgotten ages rests, waiting to be rediscovered. Its vast hallways stretch endlessly, lined with towering shelves filled with ancient scrolls and books bound in leather, each exuding the weight of countless secrets. High above, arched ceilings glow with a soft golden light, cast by intricate chandeliers that hang like constellations frozen in time. At the center of the museum, an imposing stone table stands, smooth and cold, its surface etched with faint markings of symbols long forgotten, and upon it rests the deck, unassuming yet radiant in its power, shuffling itself in a slow rhythmic motion. The air is thick with anticipation, the energy of centuries-old wisdom humming softly in the stillness. Hecate, calm and guiding, says, "Judgment is not the end, but the beginning of understanding. You are not bound by fate, nor are you free from it. The deck awaits your return, for there is more for all of us to see." The shuffle of cards echoes once more, distant but familiar. And so, with the weight of judgment still lingering in the air, the observer and their companions find themselves back in the museum, the deck shuffling softly, its cards glowing with quiet power, and they realize the journey is far from over, but the answers that they seek lie within the deck itself. The deck is a kind of base reality, the unmoved mover, the force beyond fate and choice, and it waits. And the observer, now more aware of their role than ever, prepares to face it once again. The observer's companions reflect on it, Hecate saying, "This deck, it's not just a reflection of us, it's a part of the world of creation. And the choices we make are woven into it, just as it is woven into us." And Gilgamesh, the magician, says, "And yet it moves, it shuffles, it doesn't remain static. The future is not fixed." The observer addresses the invisible elephant in the room. "But what if, What if the deck created all of this? What if it's not just a reflection of our choices, but the blueprint of ourselves, of reality itself? As if in response, the deck hums with energy, the cards shimmering as though they're alive. And the deck answers with a voice that is ethereal, and it says, "You'll follow the path laid before you, observer, but you have not merely followed, you have also shaped that path. Your choices, your actions have woven the fabric of this world, but now you stand at a crossroads. Will you take the next step? Will you become more than the fool, more than just the observer?" The witness is hesitant. I don't know. Have I been creating this all along, or have I just been following what was already written? And the deck says, "Creation is a partnership. The cards are drawn for you, yes, but you are the one that gives them life. Your choices breathe reality into the cards." The deck pulses with power, its energy embracing those who have gathered around it. The observer realizes they are not just a passive participant in this journey, they are a co-creator, shaping the very world that they walk through. The deck continues. "The future is not written. The judgment card weighs your past, but it also offers you a choice. Will you rise? Will you face what comes next with the knowledge that you are not powerless?" Though the windows in the museum are closed, a soft breeze flows through the museum, carrying the faint sounds of cards shuffling through the eons and through the centuries, maybe the millennia. The observer says, reflecting, "I've been the observer, the fool, the one who watches, but now I see I have been creating all of this all along, and I have the power to choose." The observer stands at the center of the Museum of Lost Wisdom, surrounded by the cards, by their allies, by the weight of judgment. The path ahead is uncertain, but they know that they have the power now to shape their destiny. In a way, this is not just a journey of fate, it is a journey of creation. And the deck, calm and steady, seeming to read the thoughts of the observer, adds to this, saying, "The only question is not whether you will rise. The question is whether you have the courage to continue." The words hang in the air like a distant echo, reverberating through the very core of the observer and their companions. The deck falls silent, its challenge issued, leaving them standing at the edge of possibility. Their path has been revealed, but the choice to walk it, to rise and confront what awaits, remains theirs to make. As those who have assembled ponder this, the sound of the faint shuffle of cards fades into silence, leaving only the noise of a soft, steady wind as the encounter draws to a close.